Once upon a time, there was an ant and an elephant who lived in the jungle. The elephant was a patient and kind animal, but the ant was not the same as his friend. The ant always likes to make fun of the elephant.
Elephant! Your leg is too big, I think. No shoes can fit you. And look at your nose, it's definitely too long la. Why do you need such a long nose for? Don't you know you look so silly with such a long nose? And why are your ears so big and floppy? Don't you know that no animals need ears as big as that?
On and on and on went the little ant, always teasing and being mean. The ant did not only tease the elephant. He teased the tiger about his stripes and the giraffe about her long neck. He teased the monkey about his tail and he even teased the beautiful bird about her feathers. The tiger and the giraffe and the monkey and the bird were not nearly as patient as the kind elephant. Soon they grew so angry with the ant and his teasing that they refused to let the ant anywhere near them.
I have had enough. If I see that ant again, I shall eat it.
If I see it again, I shall squash it.
And if I see it again, I shall throw a fruit to it from a very high tree.
Meanwhile, the beautiful bird just flew away and refused to have anything to do with the naughty little ant ever again. The ant soon learned to stay away from the animals in the jungle, all except for the patient elephant, because the elephant had yet to threaten the naughty little ant. The ant did not realize how kind the elephant really was, and instead of being grateful, he continued to tease the gentle giant. One day, he climbed up inside the elephant's ear and started to taunt him again.
Why are you so big and slow, elephant? And why are your feet so silly and square?
The elephant shook his head to try and get the naughty ant out of his ear, but the ant held on tightly and never once did he stop with his teasing.
You are so old and you are so cumbersome and slow.
Finally, the elephant had had quite enough of the ant and his teasing. It was then that he finally lost his patience.
I may be slow, I may be old, and I may have big floppy ears. But I can swim.
And just what do you mean by that?
The elephant did not answer. Instead, he began a slow and steady march towards the river, down the river bank and straight into the water without another word.
No! I cannot swim! I cannot swim!
What kind of an animal cannot swim?
The elephant lifted his ears and plunged deeper into the water. The naughty little ant held on to the elephant's ears as tightly as he could. He was so scared. Realizing his mistake, he quickly apologized. He promised the elephant and the other animals not to make fun of them again. He finally understood that no one likes to be made fun of and that he has to be polite and appreciate the differences in others. The end.